Always so important.
Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing? I mean, nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to Dave the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Program, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grief process. You know, with roughly 100 million caregivers in the U.S. and Canada alone, that's about a third of the population. That means that everyone probably knows someone caring for a loved one. Join Dave and his guests now and every Wednesday at noon Pacific time as they discuss avoiding caregiver burnout and surviving grief. So find a comfortable place to relax, kick up your feet, and prepare to feel better and to receive practical tips and tools that you can start using immediately to get you through today and every day so you can survive your tomorrows. But not just survive, but to live life fully and abundantly. Yes, you heard me right. That is a possible goal to achieve. And now, here's your host, Dave Nassani.
From Los Angeles, the Big LA, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, coming to you live globally through the famous Blog Talk Radio Network, as well as YouTube, iTunes, Podcast.com, Blueberry.com, Stitcher Radio, and of course, our website, CaregiversCaregiver.com. Since I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, you see, easy to remember, get the connection, okay. Yes, folks, I am the guy. I'm going to help you and guide you through this very difficult journey called caregiving, and we're going to do our very best to help you avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout. Ouch, it even sounds nasty every time I say it. Now, we have an exciting show planned for you today. Don't go away. I have my lovely co-host, Adrian Gruberg, founder of the Caregiver Space, here with me, and it's always a pleasure to have you, Adrian. Welcome back.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. And we'll be interviewing Jackie Humphrey, caregiver and founder of healthcare training services and products to help caregivers train themselves eventually. Now, there's a novel concept, Adrian, right? Imagine that, training for the caregiver. I'd say about 98% of family caregivers have zero training when they get so-called drafted into the service. Anyway, stay tuned. You will not want to miss this show. If you're new to the show, and we get many new listeners every week, especially since we've gone video, I am your host, Dave Nassani, and this show is to caregivers of every kind. And the one thing we know about caregivers is that they are caring and selfless and sacrificial. And oh, yeah, they have this tiny little bad habit of burning out because they tend to put everyone else's needs above their own. You know, like the airlines tell us, in the event of an emergency, put your own oxygen mask on first before you help your loved ones with their mask. And, you know, the airlines, they know what they're talking about, because if you don't put your needs above the needs of your loved ones, you might most likely black out and you won't be of any good to anybody with anything. And guess what? Caregivers are exactly the same way. Now, we also talk about grief and loss here and the devastating effects that it can have on us. It automatically throws us into this thing called the grief process. Ouch. Unfortunately, folks, there's only one way out of grief process. You got to go through it. Can't go around it, over it, under it. No shortcuts. Got to go through it. So hopefully we can help you through your grief and your loss if you happen to feel like you're kind of stuck. And hey, I want to thank last week's guest, Stephen Moran. Actually, Adrian was my last week's guest. I want to thank her too. But
thanks.
2 weeks ago, I don't think I thanked Stephen, publisher of the Senior Housing Forum, talking about all about senior housing. Great interview, as this one will be when we're finished. Just a reminder, you can listen to all of these on our podcast and videocast on the website caregiverscaregiver.com. And while you're there, take our short quiz to see if you're a candidate for burnout. And just for doing that, I'm going to send you my first book I wrote absolutely free. It's called One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships. And enough of that. Jackie, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for agreeing to this interview today. I really appreciate it.
Why don't thank you so much.
A minute or two and introduce yourself. Tell us just who is Jackie Humphrey without getting ready to answer those questions that I'm about to ask you.
Okay. I am Jackie Humphrey. I am the president of CaregiverCloud.com. I have been Actually, I'm kind of new to the role of president, but I have been with the company for...
Donald Trump is new to it as well.
Amen.
So you're not alone.
I have been working with this company for almost 4 years now. And I...
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I mainly have been behind the scenes doing content editing. I take care of websites. I do.
So you're smart too, I guess.
I am. I like to think so.
Beauty and intelligence. Imagine that, Adrian.
I like to think so. So I do pretty much, you know, anything and everything to help the company along.
Wow. We should hire her, Adrian.
I think so.
But she already has a job. Okay.
I do.
Well, what is the importance of respite care? And remind some people what respite care is, because that's such a funny word, respite.
It is. And it's amazing that a lot of people don't actually know what it is. And it's an organization, a respite organization. And I say organizations. Every state usually has a respite care center, if not one, many. And it's basically for caregivers. It can be for, you know, a mom who's caring for a child. It can be for a family caring for an elder in their home. And the respite company will hire, they'll bring someone in to the person's home, and it allows the caregiver to go out, go to a movie, go grocery shopping, lie on their couch, take a nap, whatever they need to help themselves not get burned out. Great organizations. And I think that, you know, every caregiver needs that time. I think just being a parent, you know, myself and in that type of caregiving role, I know there were times when I needed a break and I would have loved to have had a respite from the caregiving. But when you're actually involved in, you know, the day-to-day activities of someone who's critically ill, you definitely need a break. You need to take care of yourself.
Now, I've been a caregiver for 20 years, and I live in L.A., and I run a caregiver ministry here. You would think that I would know this stuff, but other than the senior center, which I know, you know, maybe provides daycare for Alzheimer's patients and $2 lunches and, you know, all sorts of things like that, I don't know where... There are respite centers in my community where they would let me like take a nap on a cot somewhere or you know, have a latte or is it just me or are there are they few and far between?
I don't believe so. I think if you did what, you know, what we're all so good at these days, Google, you know, anything I want to know, it's like my Google is right there. I think you would, if you did respite centers in Los Angeles, they would stack up one right after the other.
Really?
They're all over. Yeah. We actually are working with one in Michigan, East Lansing, Michigan, and we've been, providing our material to them for maybe two to three years now. And, you know, East Lansing is I'm not real sure how big it is, but I know they have more than one, there. And it's, you know, they have people that they bring in and they train them. And then they send those people out to care for others. And it, the training can be, you know, anywhere, honestly, from just being more like a companion, you know, someone who is just going to sit and kind of, you know, make conversation with the person who's who is in need. Or it can be more extensive, you know, someone who has a breathing tube, something like that. It can be that type of thing as well.
Are we talking about organizations like Visiting Angels, for example, where you pay to have somebody come in? Or is this totally something different?
I think that Visiting Angels, that's a home care agency. I think they call themselves different things. Home care, it can be something very simple too. It can just be companions, and it can be more extensive care. Respite is a word. I mean, it's something. It's a real word that, you know, that is used for that particular.
And do they always cost money, or there are respite cares centers that don't charge?
That's a good question. I'm not really versed on that since I haven't spoken to every respite care, but generally it will be fee based. You would have to contact your local respite care to find out.
Yeah. What do you think, Adrienne?
I know that there are even in Manhattan, cold city that it is, there are some organizations that get free respite care for four people. It's not as easy as all that, but there are people who volunteer a certain number of hours a week. The thing is, the patient is not always welcoming to a stranger coming in for the respite care. Right. So that has presented enormous problems. Even if it's a paid respite person, the patient is the problem more than, you know, finding the respite care.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and being able to afford it is, of course, a problem for a lot of people.
Right.
So what we need is more free respite care.
Yeah.
And the world of caregiving would be a perfect place, because you and I both hear the stories. You know, I've got no help. My family deserted me. I'm doing this. You know, I quit my job. I don't sleep. Blah blah blah. And it sounds like what they need is, you know, they can't afford to buy services of a respite care. So it sounds like if somebody can come up with a way of getting private funding and getting respite care for caregivers that doesn't cost, or even, you know, as needed, you know, show us your tax return or whatever, that would be awesome. Is there any hope for that?
I would hope. I mean, I would hope. I always have great hope about lots of things, Dave.
Yeah, you know, our government takes our taxpayer money and it does a lot of things with it, you know. I just discovered that we were funding abortions internationally. I mean, my gosh, really? Why don't we take that money? I don't even know how much it was, but it was a lot, and help caregivers in our country. I mean, you know, just being creative, and hopefully Donald Trump will start thinking. We need to send him letters as caregivers saying, hey, we need help.
Yeah,
I think that the help's going to come more on a state-by-state basis to start with than on a federal level. Yeah.
Well, you would think, Adrienne, New York and California, two of the most liberal-leaning states in the
country.
Two
of the blue states.
you would think that they are so compassionate that caregivers would be right at the top of their list, along with all their other people that they're concerned about. My gosh, we don't hear about from them.
There is something for caregivers in the state. I don't know what it takes to qualify. Someone just let me know that New York State does have a respite program, and I have to find out more about it and report back to you on
it. Yeah, we'll do a whole show on that, on free respite, where you can get free respite.
Which states do and which states don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, we know the importance of respite care, because without it, you know, gosh, don't even... Why do you feel that caregiver education is, like, so important, Jackie?
Well,
kind of sounds like a dumb question, but you know how to ask it.
No, to me, I mean, I think any type of education is important. I specifically think caregiver education is important because knowledge is power, and it also having the proper education also builds confidence. And I think if you're thrown into a situation where, you know, all of a sudden you're like your wife had a stroke, and you're thrown into a situation that you didn't know was going to happen the day before, and you're saying, oh my gosh, now what do I do?
Yeah.
I think it probably took you a little bit of time to, you know, get on your feet and figure things out.
Two
So imagine,
years.
there you go.
Two
So
years of hell.
imagine if you had a resource to go to as a caregiver, a family member, where you could, you know, say, okay, this is my problem. I don't know how to do toileting. I don't know the products that I need to help my loved one with mobility. What, you know, what kind of wheelchair should I get? What kind of adult depends, you know, what do I do?
Yeah.
So
It's
that
easier today because in my day, 70, no, what, 96, you know, there was internet, but it wasn't as extensive as it is now, you know, Googling and all that
There
stuff.
was no Facebook.
Yeah, there
Yeah,
wasn't
no
much of
Facebook. We
anything.
had AOL.
Yeah,
Right.
not
Dial
much of
up.
anything. So I think that if a caregiver is feels like they have a resource to go to, you know, find out the answers to their questions, if they can read course material, if they can, you know, watch a video that is maybe specific to their situation, they're going to feel confident and they're going to be able to perform the duties that they need to perform and feel good about it. And also, in the end, the patient, the loved one, is the most important. So the patient, loved one, is going to feel confident as well. There's not going to be that fumbling around. So that's my yeah, that's my biggest reason. I education is extremely important.
I assume there's a competition out there. How is your organization different?
Well, I know that every business has their duties. They have their things they have to
Yes.
do.
And I give you permission to toot your own horn here, so go ahead.
Okay,
Don't feel funny about that.
that's not something I feel really comfortable
This is
with,
your time in the spotlight. Just go ahead.
I think that the passion behind our business is what drives us. And we really, it's hard to put into words, Dave. I mean, we really are passionate about education. We're passionate about training.
You're a
We have,
caregiver yourself, or have been.
well, my mother just passed away a month, not even
I'm
a month
sorry.
ago.
Sorry to hear that.
So I was not her direct caregiver, but I saw firsthand what it took. She was in-home hospice. So it took many hands to keep her comfortable and to make her remaining weeks that she had the best that they could be. And
What
I
did she die? What did she die?
she died of pancreatic cancer.
Oof.
16 months from when she was diagnosed to her final day. And also, you know, just having found that out and her being in the hospital and, you know, in and out, and my husband's father had an unexpected illness and ended up in a nursing home. So we have seen, you know, the caregiving from all different angles and know exactly, you know, what we want to do to try to make that better. So on our site, we not only have course material, but we also have corresponding practice tests. So you're not
That's
only,
good.
yeah, it's fabulous. I mean, you're not only reading about the particular subject, but you can also test yourself at the end
So
and
give me an
say,
example of a
oh
test. Give me an example of a test question.
yeah.
Well, what we try to do, we even though we have you know, the we have people who help us write these, we actually have nurses who have written our course material. What we've geared our material toward is basic understanding. So what you're reading, it's not going to be on a necessarily a college level. It's going to be for people who, you know, it could be a ninth grade education level, it could be second language. So we try to base all of our material to be very understandable. So it might be something like the proper way, what's the proper way to wash your hands? A lot of people don't know that. You know, they think they're just going to stick their hands under the water, they're going to soap it up,
right,
and turn the faucet off, not realizing that the germs that they've put on the faucet or on the handles are still there when their hands are clean, and then they're going to transfer those germs to their loved one. So we have
Are these multiple choice or essay or both?
They're multiple choice. Every question comes with four answers.
I love multiple choice.
Yeah. Well,
less stressful.
What happens when you're taking the quiz, if you get the correct answer, the answer lights up in green. If you get the incorrect answer, it lights up
feedback.
Red.
Negative feedback.
Well, so you can't just go through and, you know, B, 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 or C, C, C all the way down. You have to give it a little bit of thought. But with an incorrect answer, you also get the correct answer. So you're not just left hanging. And there's also a rationale, which means it gives you the reason behind the answer. So you're learning the entire thing.
All right, listen, it's time to take our first break, so don't go away. We will be right back very, very soon.
One arm, one leg, 100 words, overcoming unbelievable hardships, is about Charlene, a stroke survivor. Back in 1996, Charlene was a healthy, normal, very active 52-year-old woman whose amazing talents resemble that of both a Martha Stewart and a Wonder Woman. But all that changed when she suffered a massive stroke that left her severely speech impaired and paralyzed on the right side. Who am I? My name is David. I've had the privilege of being Charlene's husband since 1975. We had a wonderful, fairy tale, storybook-like courtship that culminated in our marriage a year later. Charlene had just come out of a marriage where after 10 years, she received two black eyes and a broken nose by her former husband when he came home high on speed. Charlene believed in no second chances of any kind for abuse, so she left. Finding herself all alone in the world with her 5 and 10-year-old daughters, Cynthia Lorraine and Deborah Lynn, she started raising them by herself for the next 2 years. Then fate brought us all together. After falling in love with Charlene, Cindy, and Debbie, our love then produced Rebecca Elizabeth. We had a wonderful, normal life for the next 20 years. But today, things are very different for everyone. One arm, one leg, 100 words, overcoming unbelievable hardships, is the amazing story of a woman's fight to survive all that life had thrown her way. Everyone who knows Charlene is thoroughly amazed at how she lives day by day, month by month, year by year, and with a smile on her face and hope in her heart that everything is going to be okay. Her faith in God is her foundation in this hope, that everything happens for a reason, and what doesn't kill her will make her stronger. She inspires everyone who meets her. Her accomplishments since her stroke are very impressive, often making us normal people look like whiners and complainers. So pick up your copy of One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships today. You won't be disappointed. Just hear what best-selling author Lynn Barrington has to say about it. If you think you have it bad, read this book. This is a beautiful, genuine story told from the heart. It's inspiring and easy to read. When you finish this book, you'll be able to look at your concerns in a new light. How about the reaction of 9-time Grammy and Dove Award recipient, the godfather of contemporary gospel Christian music, Andre Crouch? Charlene just won't let the promises of God go. She has not let her circumstances get in the way of her faith. She's not just a survivor, she's more than a conqueror, as the Bible states. You'll be encouraged by her testimony, regardless of what you're going through. Available everywhere, but if you purchase your copy directly from the author's website, onearmoneleg100words.com, Charlene and David will personally autograph your copy. Enjoy!
Base.
And we are back with Jackie Humphrey. Hey, I wanted to ask you, are you any relation to Hubert Humphrey, the senator?
I doubt it, but you never know. No, I don't think so.
What state was he from, Adrian? You're a blue. Oh, I think you're muted, Adrian. Come back to us.
It was.
There we go.
I really don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay, but we're all related to everybody somehow.
I can Google it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to do it right now.
No, I know.
Well, you know, you use videos in your training too, which I love videos. What kind of videos do you use?
Well, we have several different kinds. We have explainer videos, which are basically, they're kind of cartoon type things. And we just have a couple of those. We also have videos that we have made ourselves through a software that we use. And it basically would be our course content with pictures as well. And most recently, we have gotten partnered, I should say, with Elder Care Stay at Home. And they are distributors of the Schmieding videos, Schmieding caregiving videos, which are,
I want to say, Mr. Schmieding?
It could be. I'm sure there's a Mr. Schmieding somewhere. It's their actual real life, if you will, videos. I mean, real life scenarios with a person performing the different caregiving tasks. So, for instance, there's one they call abdominal thrust, which is to teach
Heimlich.
Heimlich, absolutely, to teach a person what to do in a situation of someone choking. And it's a, you know, a demonstration of how to get behind the person and do the thrusts and whatnot. But their videos actually go through like what would look like a real life situation.
Like actors.
Yeah, actors.
Professionally done.
Which is great. I mean, it's not just reading about something. It's actually being able to sit there and watch how it's done. There's a video on how to make a bed with someone in it. You know, making an occupied bed. I mean, you'd think that would maybe not be so difficult, but I would imagine it would be.
I've seen nurses do it in the hospital. It is amazing. Okay.
So if you're a caregiver and your person is paralyzed, can't get out of bed, well, you need to know how to change the sheets without getting them out.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing, Adrian. Did you ever think that anything like this existed, Adrian?
I hoped it did.
Yeah,
but you just weren't sure. Huh?
Well, the database of videos is vast, and we're really excited to be on board with them and to be able to roll those out on our site. I think they're just going to be so extremely helpful. And the one of the other videos that I really love is not a caregiving type video, but it's a product video. As we talked about earlier, you know, people who are thrown into that situation of caregiving suddenly, they don't know what supplies to get. There's this really neat thing that hooks on to the side of your recliner. So your loved one is sitting in a recliner, but they can't reach down to get the handle. So there's like this device that you can buy that hooks onto the recliner handle, and it helps them to move the recliner handle. So there's all sorts of these different products that caregivers don't know about that are out there. There's a video that explains all of that stuff, which I think is fabulous.
There are videos for every room in the house. What special implements to use in the bathroom.
Yes.
And at the dining table, cooking.
You've heard of these,
special
Adrian?
Spoons and special cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff really makes a big difference.
It does
help to the caregiver.
A lot of it is occupational therapy.
And it not only makes a difference to the caregiver, but again, we talk about, confidence of the actual patient or loved one, if you will. They want to be as independent as possible, as independent as a caregiver can mm-hmm. make their loved one, the better. So all of these products are a wonderful addition to any home, I think.
So, you know, I have a gas station and I have employees, obviously. Some of them have been with me for a long time, 5, 10, 15 years.
Wow.
And every now and then I will see someone do just something really stupid. And I'll say, how long have you been working here? And he says, and you never knew that? That's like basic instruction. What holes did we have in our training program that you managed to survive 7 years, for example, and not know that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've been a caregiver 21 years, and I'm sure that I will learn like 50% of the stuff on that thing that, you know, I've just been kind of faking. Oh, look, there's a better way to do that. Oh my gosh, you know, because I wasn't trained.
Yeah. That's the hope, Dave. I mean, that's the hope that the information that we provide is going to be an aha moment to not only new caregivers, but caregivers like yourself who have been doing it for many years. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is going to make my life so much easier. And I'm going to learn something that I didn't know. That is my dream.
I'm sure Adrienne already knows all this stuff. She won't learn anything new.
No, that's not true.
She's so smart.
Well, I'm smart, but...
You mean even Adrienne can learn something from these videos?
Hard as it may be to believe, yes.
I say, okay, if you say so. I hold her in the highest esteem and regard. So you told us that you're so passionate about caregiving. Did you tell us why? I know you're a caregiver. You saw your father-in-law and mother go through it. But were you just born with all this compassion? Is compassion learned or is it birth?
Well, I think I've always been a compassionate person. I like to think that I have been, but I have to probably give the most, I don't even know the word I'm looking for. I have to give the kudos to my husband. He's the one who started the company. I joined later and, he has wanted to make a difference in the world since I've known him. We've been married 32 years, and that has been his passion, to make a difference in the world.
So behind every great woman, there's a great man. Oh, wait, I said it.
He helps me with the technology and the product development.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, he's the one who got this started many years ago, and I joined him, and he lit a fire under me in a different way. You know, I mean, I've raised children, so yeah, I'm compassionate. I'm passionate about caregiving, but in terms of this particular journey that we're on, he's been the driving force behind that.
Before we started taping this, he was there, you know, getting you ready.
It was,
you know,
can
you hear okay? Can you see okay? I'll be in the next room if you need me, you know.
Now, is he still the driving force behind it, or has he moved on to something, project?
He's, I'm kind of in charge of, you know, of doing this type of thing now. And as I said, he does the technical support when I, you know, when I need help, and absolutely. And he also, you know, helps with the new products that we, you know, that we roll out. He helps me with the videos and that type of thing.
Does he have another job also, or is this it?
He does work elsewhere. But this is, you know, this is something that he does in the evenings to help out. Yes.
And you don't have another job. This is it for you, right?
This is full time for me. Absolutely. It's full time for me, and I'm still raising a son at home. So that, you know, that's another part of my job as well.
And is it doing well financially? Are you excited?
I am still able to work at home. So, you know, I hope that we're going to get some more clients and, you know, get the word out. And, you know, I, that's my dream more than anything else is just to, you know, get the word out and make everybody aware that this is a great thing.
How long have you been doing this again?
I've been doing this myself for almost 4 years now. Okay. And the company has been around since 2009.
Well, you're very well positioned for what's going on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You've got a head start.
I agree. I agree totally.
Yeah. Just keep running. Now, let me ask you something, because Adrian and I asked the same question before the show. Are you eventually going to get involved with the education system and see, you know, actually, Adrian and I didn't talk about this specific thing, but it's a great question anyway. You know, get involved with the education system, see if they think this merits, you know, course credits maybe for, you know, a new certification program. I mean, imagine making this a part of general ed requirements in college or even high school. You know, like when I was a teenager, I learned a lot from home ec.
Right.
And I mean, I didn't starve. I knew how to make a grilled cheese sandwich and other things. I think
this would fit right in.
They taught me how to fry an egg. You know, and in those days, there was a lot of wisdom and purpose in class curriculum. Now it's just political agenda. You know, it's right. So sad. I could still make grilled cheese sandwiches today based on what I learned, you know, like 45 years ago, and therefore I didn't starve myself. Can you imagine if, because, you know, there's three kinds of people in the world. You're either a caregiver, you're going to be a caregiver, or you're going to need a caregiver. Mm-hmm. It just seems like an eventuality. And if I'd have taken a high school course or a college required course in my general ed that talked about even some of this stuff, you know, when my wife had a stroke 20 years later, I would have been a little more prepared. I mean, I don't know, with President Trump talking about, you know, canceling Common Core and putting the power back into the states, this might be a good time for you to look into that, even if you did before and were told no. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I think that everybody can benefit from this, whether you're 16 years old. And that brings up a good question, because there are within a family, if there's a mother caring for a disabled child, a lot of times
the teenager can help because, hey, mom, I just took
siblings.
This class in high school, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
And that never leaves you. That never leaves you.
I agree. I think that's definitely something to look into.
Talk about respite. That's great respite coming right from inside the family instead of having the kids sitting on the couch. Well, I don't know how to do that.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Now, the question that I had put to Dave to put to you was, can you see yourself working with discharge nurses, with new caregivers, patients who were just being discharged with problems, and really having the option possibly of a course, but let's say just a pamphlet on the basics so that these people don't go out of there going, oh my God, now what do I do?
My dream would be that our information was everywhere. I mean, I would love for, you know, every hospital in the entire world to be able to log on to our site and maybe let their CNAs, you know, their nursing assistants go through this. Send something home, like as you mentioned, with the family and say, this is what's available to you when you get home. That would blow my mind if that would happen. And yeah, that's a goal of ours, to get this out to anybody who will listen, anybody who would benefit. So
do you have to worry about state by state regulations, or would there be basics that would be translatable across state lines without putting you in jeopardy?
Each state has their own requirements, and they have their own certification requirements for anyone who is a trained person. So, you know, from a nurse on down to a nursing assistant, yes, every state has their own requirements. So it would be up to the individual institution to look at our course material and say these particular things would fit our state guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this hour is really flying by. Hold those thoughts. We're going to take another break, and we'll talk about that when you get back, so don't go away.
Anytime we suffer loss, we grieve, and a lot of people don't realize what even the grief process is.
But it could be 5 to 7 steps ranging from denial, I don't believe this is happening, anger, oh my gosh, I'm so upset this is happening, to a form of bargaining, how can I get out of this, to depression, which is a very serious thing because that often leads to suicide. And then finally, after you realize you have no more control over your situation and you're totally okay with the new normal that it brings, that wonderful, wonderful place called acceptance.
Being a caregiver takes a special person with passion and compassion. But even you can become a little burned out from time to time. The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show was developed to help you overcome obstacles, adversity, and burnout, as well as just having a place to rest, relax, and recharge your batteries. We've all been there, and you're not alone. Now, you can take the Caregiver's Caregiver with you. Get the top 25 radio shows in convenient form that plugs right into your USB car stereo or computer. Learn the techniques, tips, and encouragement we all need to better handle the day-to-day challenges. For around $1 per show, just $29.77, get the credit card-sized USB card to have with you anytime you need a caregiver's pick-me-up. Just go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com and order yours today. Go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com now. Consider it an investment in you, and ultimately, an investment in them.
And we're back with Jackie Humphrey and Adrian Gruberg. And we're talking about Jackie's wonderful business, educating caregivers. What a novel concept, huh? So it is a business. I have a question, though. If you're thinking, well, first let me ask this other question. I don't want to get my questions backwards. You are thinking about, and you're very close to, I understand, putting this in the hands of family caregivers, right?
Correct.
So how would you do that without compromising, you know, the people who are paying for all of this, you know, putting, I know caregivers are pretty cheap or frugal. I'm sorry. Did I say cheap out loud? Frugal. They're always, you know, they're usually broke and they're watching their finances and this and that. But I think they would be willing to pay, you know, some kind of a fee for such valuable information, or at least get it in stages. So how would you, maybe you haven't thought about this yet, but how would you arrange it so that it's both affordable for them and financially feasible for you?
That's a good question. And that's going to be something that we have to work through as we roll it out to our individuals. You know, right now we're doing it for organizations. So it's based on how many caregivers an organization has in their system, you know, that are working for them. It depends on how many of our courses they would like to take. They may only want to have 20 courses. So that's going to make a difference in price. So obviously that's something we're going to have to think about as we roll it out to an individual caregiver.
It seems like there's a couple of ways to do it. One way is for you to implement it. And of course, you'd have to do it in such a way that it didn't hurt your existing clients. Or you could make a deal with them and have them provide low-cost training, since, you know, it doesn't matter to them. They've already paid the price, and they're right. Training their people as a community service. Encourage mm-hmm. them to, and maybe you can even make it worth their while by giving them a slight discount or mm-hmm. whatever, to opening up the training to the community, and then you can advertise it. I can advertise it. The community can advertise it. Right. And say, okay, you know, in Philadelphia, you can go to this organization and they offer free or low cost training to caregivers to learn this topic or this topic. I mean, it's endless possibilities. What do you think, Adrian?
Well, I think that there's a prospect of getting grants from governments, from schools,
yeah. or private corporations.
From private corporations, I just think of the drug companies. You know, would getting behind something like this. You know, yeah. like a Libby or whatever would. It would be great PR for them to be helping the caregiver, who is usually the one who's administering the drugs and whatever.
Right, and up there with vets. Everybody loves vets. Everybody loves caregivers. It crosses all racial boundaries, all financial boundaries, gender boundaries. I mean, caregivers and vets are just two types of Americans who, God bless them, you know.
Vets cost money, and caregiver respite costs money. So we've got to come up with a way that no one's going to reimburse us for the vet bills. but I certainly see a benefit to the government health services and social workers and visiting nurses, let's say, to be able to turn this kind of material over to lots and lots of caregivers who are going to be left because they can't afford to hire somebody else, and to make them feel secure in caring for the person that they've got to care for is a big deal.
Absolutely.
It would save the health industry billions of dollars because caregivers often become sicker than the ones they're taking care of, because of the stress and the lack of respite, et cetera, lack of training.
Absolutely.
And they're going to make fewer hospital stays and fewer heart attacks and fewer strokes, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the healthcare system has a lot to go in prevention, right? Mm-hmm. Even my plan still doesn't value prevention over, you know, they won't pay for something that will prevent a sickness, but they'll pay for the sickness, you know.
Wouldn't that be great if, you know, if what we're doing just alleviated so much of that stress for people? And
wouldn't it be great if this became a new part of whatever new healthcare plan that replaces Obamacare? I mean, you know, we need to lobby the president and the new secretary of
health. Welfare.
Yes, thank you.
Welfare,
you know, we need a campaign that every caregiver in America should send letters or emails or phone calls to the health secretary telling them, how about caregiver respite Trump care?
We're starting our campaign today. It's coming. Yeah, it's going to be.
Adrian, you're in charge.
I'm trying.
You lead, we will follow. You have already 160,000 following you.
Yeah, well, that's how many people are following. But our reach on Facebook is even greater than that. It's at least twice that every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow. It's people that's share. Amazing.
The friends of friends of friends, yeah.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Amazing.
That makes you very influential, Adrian.
Yes, I know.
You're a very important
person.
That's
my award.
I'm hoping that that you allowing me to come on and talk about our business will open up the doors for a lot of caregivers and organizations alike. I mean, it's, you know, I do want to reach out to people who are running, running home health care places and running home care organizations, that hey, this is out here, this is available, this is what you can use to help train your caregivers and send them out with that confidence that they have.
So you're in agreement with what we're talking about, right?
I'm in agreement with that. I'd like to see, you know, everybody using this. I'd like everybody to have the opportunity. I would love for high schools to maybe get involved in this and have caregiving courses. Absolutely.
How many people do you have working with you at the present time?
Well, we have a team. We have nurses who help us with our course material. We have video people who help us put our videos together. We also are with hosting.com, which they're the hosting company that has our website. So they've got a whole team involved that help us keep online. Right. So there's many hands in this business.
Now, if someone, say, from Florida, a prime state for caregivers, someone from Florida listens to this show and comes to you to put a program together for the state of Florida for family caregivers, would you be able to take things like that on?
Yeah, well, I mean, we definitely would be able to speak with them. I think, I don't know if I just mentioned to Dave or if I mentioned it while we were broadcasting here, but we are currently working with the Colorado Respite Coalition.
Yes.
So we're kind of doing that right now.
That's great.
And putting our information out to the state of Colorado. Okay. So yeah, absolutely. Any state comes to us, we would definitely help get some sort of program together.
That's wonderful.
So Adrian, what do you think is the best way for her to advertise what she does to the country, to the governments, to, you know, where she needs to go?
You're putting me on the spot.
Because you're so smart, Adrian. Or I can ask you, Jackie, how are you advertising? What is your strategy?
Well, we do have a Facebook presence. We have a Twitter account. I mean, just kind of the normal channels that, you know, that any business would have. I send out emails to different people. I Google a lot, Google different companies and try to hook up that way. Cold call, you know, making phone calls and saying, hey, this is what I have. Are you interested?
You contacted me. How did you find me?
I did. I actually found you on LinkedIn. And I had, I don't know.
LinkedIn's been a great resource for us, especially in finding people to interview.
Yeah, it's been great. Actually, I think I found you on Facebook, and I liked something that you said on Facebook. You, in turn, responded to me via LinkedIn and said, thank you for liking this, whatever it was. I can't even remember. This was back in August. And then I sent you a note saying, hey, you know, let's try to get together here.
See that, Adrian? One little like can change the world.
That's right.
And I hope this changes my world. Honestly, I really, really want to get
you
this
do too.
Out.
I mean, it's a great idea. I see the vision. It's in front of me. It's amazing. And it's a long time coming.
I agree with you. And, you know, on our site as well, I didn't mention we do have blogs, which a lot of people are reading blogs these days. Yeah. So we have different caregiver tips, you know, how to survive the holidays.
Oh, I should put some of your blogs on my blog.
Okay.
Blogging, I think they call it.
I
don't know how to do it, but just if you know how, just let me know.
I'll have your blog call my blog.
Yeah,
we'll set up a blog.
Do you have a blog, Adrian?
on the caregiver space?
Wherever, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course we have blogs. Everyone
and the
has
caregiver
a blog,
space
right?
provides blogs. The caregiver space provides a space for anyone who's a member of the caregiver space to blog. And that's all free.
You mean to that's blog right. on your blog?
On my blog, right. Okay. On the site, there's a blog area where
they can't start their own blog. They're blogging
yes,
on your blog.
Yes. No, no, no.
Yes, they can start their own blog. Oh,
yes.
Wow. So you gave them a platform.
Yeah.
So nice of you, Adrian.
I know.
How many people have actually taken advantage of that?
I couldn't give you that figure.
A lot? Are you
hundreds. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
They may not journal every day.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard to blog every day.
Some people do, especially when you're a caregiver.
And how do you manage that? Like, do you have someone who reads them before they're posted, or do you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's great. That's a job in itself if you have that many many bloggers. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it every day because I'm just so busy. And everyone says, you must do it every day. You must do it every day. So I found this company that has virtual assistants in the Philippines. And they're very inexpensive. And so I found one, you know, Philippines are great caregivers anyway. I mean, they're just, they're born being caregivers because they have so much compassion. And, you know, you go to the senior center and almost 90% of all the caregivers are Filipino. And so this one guy who works for me, he's amazing. He has such a heart. And he just combs the internet for stuff, topics to blog, and he does it every single day. And then he posts, you know, the care pictures and to all of the media, the LinkedIn, the Instagram, the you know, just I can't even think of them all, but they're all there.
We got them all.
Before I hired him, you know, I was very inconsistent in doing it, you know, and it would take away from the stuff I do, and it was stressful, and I'd feel guilty because I didn't do it, but now it's just wonderful. I love him.
That's a job in itself, Darren. Keeping up with social media.
So he sends me, you know, and I check it out, and sometimes I make little corrections, but most of the time he's getting better and better and better, where I just say, this is great. Oh, I love it. And so, yeah.
That's
how I do it. Well, anyway, I can't believe where did this hour go? Usually guests are saying, oh my gosh, how am I going to talk for a whole hour? I says, don't worry, it goes very quickly.
It does go by very quickly.
I told you to listen to a show, so it lowers your anxiety level. Hopefully you watch something that, which one did you watch, by the way? Do you remember?
I don't remember, okay. To be honest with you, but it was very good.
I don't remember the name of it.
Once in a while we hit a funny one,
but funny in quotes, I should say. Well, anyway, Jackie, let us know how we can get a hold of you for any reason, phone number, email, however you want to
Well, my email is jackie@caregivercloud.com. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty easy to remember. We do have – I'm sorry?
It's a good name, too.
Yeah, I love that name, Caregiver Cloud.
Thank you. And we do have a direct phone number. It's 888-552-5251. And they can also, anyone can look at our site at www.caregivercloud.com.
Awesome. Great. And Adrian, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Okay, it's Adrian, Adrienne, at thecaregiverspace.org. And the website's thecaregiverspace.org.
And Jackie, check out her site. It's amazing. It's so multifaceted. I don't know how she can afford it.
I definitely will.
Okay. And just a reminder for all our live shows become recorded pod and video casts on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio and iTunes and podcast.com and Stitcher Radio and blueberry.com. But the best part is you can get all of those places, all those platforms directly from our website, caregiver.com. And when you're on our site, again, don't forget to take our short quiz, Are You a Candidate for Burnout, to assess where you are in the burnout process and to get your free copy of my book, One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships, a $10 value, absolutely free. Why? I'm just a nice guy trying to keep you from burning out. So until next Wednesday at noon Pacific time, may God richly bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday at noon Pacific time and anytime afterwards on podcast to catch more of Dave and his tips to caregivers on avoiding burnout and surviving the grief process right here on the Worldwide Block Talk Radio Network. Goodbye.